This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs Tribhuvan University Vice Chancellor to appoint deans and campus chiefs based on meritocracy. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deuba discusses climate action and Nepal's leadership on mountain agenda with European Union Commissioner. Stakeholders stress a need for wider cooperation to minimize climate change crisis. Pokhara Avengers and Janakpur Bulls register victory in today's NPL matches. And South Korean President Yoon vows to fight to end as opposition members set to hold another impeachment vote. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, TU, KP Sharma Oli, has directed the Vice Chancellor, deans and campus chiefs to run the colleges based on meritocracy. During the Senate of the oldest university of the country, TU, Prime Minister Oli said that the deans and campus chiefs should be appointed considering meritocracy to ensure a smooth running of the academic activities. The head of the government reminded that Vice Chancellor is the person to take a lead to run university, adding that fair administration is imperative. A Senate member had raised a question over the failure to materialize the appointments of the persons recommended as the deans and campus chiefs. The Prime Minister, in the meantime, directed to make appointments within the 22nd of December. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal can be established as a reliable and neutral venue for resolving international disputes, inaugurating a conference organized by the International Alternative Dispute Resolution Center in Lalitpur today. Prime Minister Oli said Nepal aims to present itself as a neutral and credible venue for international dispute resolution. The Prime Minister also reiterated Nepal's commitment to the standards of alternative dispute resolution as per the New York Convention and the Singapore Convention. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deuba today held a bilateral meeting with Commissioner for Climate, Net Zero and Clean Growth at the European Commission, WOP, Huestra. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting featured a discussion on the various aspects of Nepal-EU relations, focusing on climate change, the development of Nepal's clean energy, and Nepal's leadership on the mountain agenda. On the occasion, Dr. Rana also called for the EU's continued support for funding, technology transfer, and capacity building for mitigation and adaptation efforts. Similarly, the Foreign Affairs Minister also requested the Commissioner to take initiative regarding the removal of the provisions relating to the ban imposed on Nepali Airlines in the European skies. Meanwhile, stakeholders concerned have stressed the need for a wider cooperation to minimize the climate change crisis, aiding their views in a second-day session held under the two-day national seminar organized in Kathmandu. On the occasion of the International Mountain Day, the representatives from various stakeholders concerned echoed the need for combined efforts to reduce climate change crisis and cope up with. They also called for increasing investment in pre-disaster preparedness and pre-information system to respond to the climate crisis. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand has said that the industrialists and entrepreneurs should move ahead keeping the self-reliant national economy in center. Addressing the third annual General Assembly of the Federation of Nepalese Industry and Trade at Bharatpur in Sitwan today, Chairman Dahal pointed out the need of uplifting the middle-class people to make the country's economy stronger. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel says the ministry is focused on acquiring minute information on the overall economic situation of the country to identify the problems and address them. Talking to Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, the state-owned national news agency in Nepal, Finance Minister Patel said that there are signs of improvement in the national economy. He also claimed that the confidence of the private sector has also increased and investment-friendly environment is being created. The government has begun its preparation to table the draft relating to the drug bill. Speaking in today's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, Health Minister Pradeep Patel said that the preparations are on the way to present the drug bill prepared by the government in the upcoming parliamentary session. Reflecting upon demands of the drugs, Health Minister Podol said that 173 companies manufacture drugs based in Nepal, fulfilling 50% demands of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Embattled, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has defended his Seoul decision to declare martial law last week, saying he did it to protect the country's democracy. In a surprise televised address on Thursday, he said that the attempt was a legal decision to prevent the collapse of the democracy and counter the opposition's parliamentary dictatorship. The South Korean president's remark came as opposition members are set to hold another impeachment vote this weekend and have vowed to hold one every Saturday until Yoon is removed from office. According to the BBC, leader Yoon has suggested that he would not step down ahead of his second vote to impeach him in parliament on Saturday. The president and his allies are facing investigations on insurrection charges, and he and several of them have been banned from leaving South Korea. Syrian rebel forces have said that they plan to close the notoriously harsh prisons run by ousted President Bashar al-Assad and hone those involved in the killing or torture of detainees. The BBC quoted rebel leader Ahmed al-Sara as saying that he would dissolve the security forces of the former regime. Videos showing thousands of prisoners being freed from Sadiana prison referred to as a human slaughterhouse by the rights groups surfaced after the collapse of the Assad government on Sunday. According to the UK-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, almost 60,000 people were tortured and killed in the prison run by Assad. Now some sports news updates. Pokhara Avengers have defeated Biratnagar Kings by 13 runs in the Super Over in today's first match of the Nepal Premier League NPL held at Kirtipur Base TU Cricket Ground. This is the first Super Over match of the NPL so far. Earlier, chasing a 140-run victory target set by Biratnagar, Pokhara made 139 runs in the allotted 20 overs, losing 6 wickets, and the game entered the Super Over. Meanwhile, in the second match, Janakpur Bolts defeated Kathmandu Gorkhas by 5 wickets to become the first team to enter play-off of NPL. Janakpur chased the target of 102 runs in 15.5 overs with the loss of 5 wickets. Kathmandu was packed up with 19.3 overs and scored 101 runs. Now Lumbini Lions will face Karnali Yaks and Biratnagar Kings will compete against Chitwan Rhinos tomorrow on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma will direct Tribhuvan University Vice-Chancellor to appoint deans and campus chiefs based on meritocracy. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba discusses climate action and Nepal's leadership on mountain agenda with European Union Commissioner. Stakeholders stress a need for wider cooperation to minimize climate change crisis. Pokhara Avengers and Janakpur Bulls will register victory in today's NPL matches. And South Korean President Yoon vows to fight to end as opposition members set to hold another impeachment vote. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.